at 6:02 p.m. Those in attendance, Yvonne Ass,
Erin Carroll,
Chanda Gilmore,
Zeke Allenson,
Natalie Marciani,
Courtney Fox,
Mila Duckworth,
Angela Anthony.
Our guests tonight are
Sarah Nagel,
Megan Newberry,
Russell Nagel,
Mike Riley,
Courtney Lockney,
Sarah Grant.
Welcome. The first thing on our agenda is for me to tell you that the voting for the parent election has closed. It closed at 6. So our governance committee is counting the votes, and when they finish, they will come back in and join us. The March minutes, has everybody read the March minutes? They were attached in your package. Are there any additions or corrections?
So I've got a question about the executive session part.
This is the public board minutes.
Yeah, I sent that forward. You can disregard that one. Those are my note-taking skills.
Thank you.
I'm going to clean it up. Just act like you never saw that.
All right.
Tear it up.
Yes, please.
Get the next one. So we're just reviewing the public board of directors meeting. So are there any additions or corrections to that?
We only had a couple of questions.
Everybody okay? May I hear a motion to accept?
Motion to accept.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
No objections?
Abstain.
Minutes
we
are
have
accepted.
To abstain too. I wasn't here.
Accepted. The minutes are accepted. All right. Zeke Allenson, would you like to do our finance report?
Sure. Our budget for the year, now that we're 75% of the way through, is fixed at $8.3 million. And we've got all but 73,000 of that in hand. And that 73,000 is gonna come from cafeteria receipts, school activities, and foundation grants, if we're lucky enough to get some of those. We got our last bid in from the state, so we've received 99.1% of our total budget, over $8.2 million. The expenses are projected at $7.7 million. So far, that's the end of the year, so far we're running about 69% of the way. So that's good news. We're under the 75% part of the year. If you look at the web report shows what might appear to look like maybe overspending in a couple of lines, but it's really just the timing of expenses. So some of these lines like transportation, textbooks, billing, maintenance, and custodial, those are running high, but that's because they were front-loaded at the beginning of the year, so they're actually not running at a deficit. And if you look at the detail on the cash flow report, there are a couple of lines that are probably going to run a little short, like substitute teachers and student body activity, but the amounts are really de minimis, and there's plenty of overage in other line items.
Right, so those two, just to address those.
Sure.
Substitute teachers, you have 7 teachers who are out on maternity leave this year, so you're going to come a little under in terms of salaries, because where those teachers aren't getting paid will make up for the difference in that substitute line. So there's kind of an even swap there. It's just showing up in different line items. Student body activities, Will trend high, but it also, if you look at the top on the revenue side, it will trend high too. So those are a wash, remember. So if you check wherever that one lands in terms of expenses, it will also zero out basically in terms of revenue. So it's one that we make an assumption on, but depending on how many activities and field trips and clubs and things that we run, it shifts, but it doesn't change the bottom line at all because it also shifts into revenue. So it is a wash at the end of the day.
The biggest number on here that looks like it's a shortfall, but it's certainly not, is the $157,000 that we're going to be adding to the summer employment costs, the restricted account that's off budget. And those funds actually come out of the salary and OEC line. And that's the funds that we set aside. In case one day the school has to close, there'll be enough money to pay the employees through the summer. Right now, there's about $618,000 in that restricted off-budget account, and projected that by the end of this year, it'll go up to about $775,000 sitting there off-budget. And in addition to that, we've got a projected surplus this year of somewhere between $566,000 and $595,000.
So it's just to address those two things. The summer pay piece, it has never shown up on these before. And at the last finance meeting, it came up to say, because we're looking at the renovation piece and really looking at what we actually have. The finance committee was saying, let's make sure that number's there too, so that we have a perspective of really, when we're talking about, you know, going under that $500,000 mark, it's also with an understanding that there is another, it's not that there's another pool, you know, pool there that we would show. We just haven't shown it before, so that was something that was requested to show. And then the surplus that Zeke spoke to is budgeted at $595,000. If we spend everything out and zero out every line, it would come in at about $566,000. But we've already looked at it and figured that there's places where it's not going to be zeroed out. So salaries is going to be one of them. We already know that salaries is going to trend a little bit under because we have people out on leaves. So some things like that. So that's based on the $566,000 is if everything zeroed out at the end, which we know that it won't. So we'll still be at that $595,000. Or above is what the projection looks like.
I guess the last thing. Oh, in addition to that surplus, we have two contingencies. We have the state mandated 2% contingency, which is about $129,000, which is sitting there. We have another small contingency that we set up on our own called operating contingency with $25,000 in it. Those are going to be there at the end of the year, but of course they're just going to roll over into next year.
The $25,000 doesn't roll over, it stays out. That's for the one that builds in the. So the 2% contingency will go into the surplus for the next year. The operating contingency, we started 2 years ago putting $25,000 aside each year. And leaving it in there so that if something major happened, that there was a separate kind of fund building. And with all of the renovations and pieces, we might use that at some point with that. But so it was $25,000 from last year, the $25,000 from this year, so there's now $50,000 if we don't spend any this year in that bucket, and then another $25,000 earmarked next year in that bucket. So it separates out a little bit. It doesn't go right into the surplus.
Okay. I'm glad you mentioned the building line for this year, because just to remind everyone that the preliminary budget, we had set aside $250,000 for the capital expense this year, and then I guess two meetings ago when we adopted the final budget, we bumped that up to just over $950,000 to fund the construction on the third floor across the street. The other thing I'd like to do is I just wanted to pass around a slightly revised narrative sheet so that when the board votes and we post the narrative and the monthly operating report, we have the one. I'd like to wait like another month or so before we start posting the carryover figures and the reserve figures separately, because I want to make sure that they're reflected in a way that everybody's comfortable with. So I want to pass this around.
So just to give a little background, the Finance Committee requested that information. I'm just speaking on behalf of the meeting that happened. So the Finance Committee requested that information, which is why we revised it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess my question around that is, if the Finance Committee requested that, why would we go back now and say, let's not do it? Isn't this a recommendation? Because this is a recommendation of the Finance Committee. The minutes are.
Yeah, they vetted it. I mean, we really talked about it.
Yeah, I'm just not sure that the narrative is actually correct. That's my concern.
In terms of, the numbers are all the same except for the reserve piece, right?
Yeah, right. Everything's the same except for the reserve piece at the bottom. And before we put it up on the website, I want to just have a discussion and make sure that where it says, for instance, that we know that the summer reserve is not in the monthly cash flow. That's always been off budget. But the maintenance and building reserve, I don't know that all of that is not in the monthly cash flow, because if it includes the 25 that we talked about a minute ago, that clearly is in the budget, so and would be in the cash flow. So I just want to make sure we just word it correctly.
I'm sorry, and the 25 that's carried over from the previous year, is that gonna, where is that reflected? So where's last year's 25 reflected?
Right, so it goes with that summer pay, which is, they've always been offline. That's why we've just started putting it back online so everybody can see it. Because it's untouchable. It was that.
No, I'm talking about you said the contingency.
Yeah, my understanding is that it's with the summer, like that. Summer
it's in there? Why is it in there?
I'd have to look at, I don't know that. I just know that it's in a separate bucket. I don't know where it's coded to.
Okay.
So I think it's important we take that away. For deliberation with Karen, and I think further to Zeke's point, and it probably is appropriate with respect to that final bullet point underneath the general reserve section. It should be revisited just to make sure we have full clarity, particularly since this is a monthly reporting narrative is being posted.
Yeah, this will be the first time we've been posting it, so I'd like to make sure it's accurate the first time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let me take a minute to say that we have board members that have joined us, if you'd like to share your name.
Jed Donahue.
Janine Salomon.
Beth Carter.
And Dwayne Sims.
Thank you. Are we all clear, Zeke? What are you proposing we accept then?
So I'm proposing that we accept the monthly report that we always post, and then the revised narrative, the one-page revised narrative that I just circulated that doesn't have the reserves piece at the bottom of the page.
Okay.
We can address that next month.
Are there any questions, comments around the finance report? So, may I have a proposal to accept?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
No. Any objections? Finance report accepted. Thank you, Steve. That was nice and thorough. Appreciate that. Okay, next on our agenda is just the annual board of directors report. Erin?
Sorry.
Pardon? You have something you want to report? Okay, what do you feel that the board has accomplished this past year?
So I did not want to go into great detail because it'll be discussed later on. A couple of the things that we wanted to highlight was that there was a lot of work done on our bylaws that needed to be revised and were accepted, and we just make sure that we were in line with our charter. And so we were able to get that accomplished, and we did start formally started our capital campaign. I think even before the school, the impetus of the school began, that was always in the back of our mind is how we were going to be sustainable. So I think even prior to even having a building and staff, we were concerned about how are we going to be able to sustain our growth, being ambitious, knowing that we would be successful and grow. So within the early years of garnering donations and such and grants, we decided it was time for us to launch a more formal capital campaign, which we have done and we are in the midst of, which is largely supporting our renovation of the building next door and our expansion. And
we created the board's mission and vision statement.
Yes, we did. Which
didn't create a new. We didn't. Oh, the board.
The board.
Yes, the board.
Not
the board. Not the school. No.
Let me say that again. The board has its own vision, mission, statement.
All right.
And we worked on that.
And we've also looked at where we've come with our strategy planning. We realized that we are also in the midst of our strategy planning for the next few years and looking at where we've come and where we've gone. And I think what has been really important and the receptivity around the table has been, let's look at what we did well, capitalize and enhance upon that. And then let's look at where we've stumbled and where we've had some impediments and figure out how we can finesse what we've been doing in a way that could mitigate any concerns that we're having so that we continue to grow and be strong and sustain the success of the school. So that'll also be a part of the next few years will be strategy planning.
Thank you, Erin. Sounds like you did a lot of work. There we go. All right, appreciate that. Courtney, head of school.
I'm going to send mine around.
Report. Can you send it around? Okay.
I'm going to pause just a second because I'm going to give copies to everybody in the room. So
sure.
Just general.
Yep.
Free report there, I think.
You have some extra.
Do you have a couple extra?
Yeah.
Fabulous. Andrew, we might be all right, actually. Come in.
Yes, we should be fine.
Oh, I did better than I thought.
There you go.
I knew I made a couple extra.
Good. We're good, Angela.
Good.
I'm yelling into the
mic.
All
right.
Don't be so happy. Okay.
I know. Since I said her out, I wanted to respect the way for me to go back.
She couldn't hear, obviously, because
yeah,
the copy was gobbling, right?
Yeah.
Got it. All right. Good.
Thank you. Sorry, I had enough, but I didn't know it. So the front is just a summary of, I think, obviously, the biggest accomplishment was renewing the charter with absolutely no conditions or concerns from DOE. And what I did on the front is just summarize the DSS framework from the last year. So it shows our academic work, our organizational work, and our financial work, and where we fall on all of those. I know your eyes are going to the yellow one and going, why is that yellow in there? The yellow one is there because, remember, we saved money to be able to spend it out over the past year, so we knew that we were getting close to deficit spending in some ways. So that margin is not as strong, but we did that intentionally, right? So we kind of put money away each couple of years, but then it looks like we spent more in that total margin area. So that's why that one comes up yellow. But as you can see, all of the rest come in the green category, which is our goal. If you flip it over, I tried to just bullet some of the major things that are happening this year and just kind of give a summary of those. So I think the biggest one around school-wide growth and the planned growth that we had is adding seventh grade, adding new classrooms. Our staff has grown to almost 70 people this year. And we our biggest growth, like I said, is in our special ed team. So really bringing on the support staff needed to really service all kids and make sure everybody's needs are met. And the other, I think, interesting piece there is that our teacher retention isn't the highest it's been with up 90% level. And even the teachers that left were not leaving because necessarily they were displeased with working here. It was somebody who was part-time who was looking for a full-time that we didn't have, or there was actually some people who were full-time that wanted part-time in a more part-time role. So it was people that left with very good feelings and good relationships here is what makes up most of that number.
Courtney, can you give, just for context, right? We've grown to 70, staff of 70.
Yeah.
Where would we begin? Just for context, for the record, right? Approximately.
I would say we were in the 30s the first year.
I thought.
Mm-hmm. And how many families now?
Mm-hmm. We're about 350 families. We're over 500 kids.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And most of that growth really, honestly, is on instructional staff. So it's adding classrooms, it's adding mm-hmm. teachers in that area. In terms of program growth, in highlights, there's a couple highlights on here of things that some teachers have participated in and some awards the school's been given. Again, the middle school curriculum piece is a huge highlight in here. I think one of the things that we did this year in starting to add middle school was to really be thinking about the needs of that age group while not losing sight of our younger kids, but really trying to make sure that we were meeting the needs on both ends. So we had a really great foundation of what our Ks needed, our ones, our second and thirds. And then it was thinking about those older kids a little bit differently. So we created more of a transition program for our kids in sixth grade moving into middle school that addressed their emotional, academic, and social needs of what research tells us about kids that age and their concerns and angst and issues going into middle school, and tried to really address those really carefully. And then also trying to create some opportunities for those kids as well to be connected to the school at that level. So again, keeping all of the younger kids' stuff going, but also starting to add that piece in and really making sure that we don't lose sight of either of those is really kind of been a big piece of the growth. We've had student teachers in, we've been in some different articles. Our PD this year was really focused around teacher ethics and also responding to student needs around some compassionate schools models and some trauma-informed practices, and really making sure that we're being knowledgeable in current practice around that as well. And then if you look at the bottom, I highlighted the renovations that were completed last year and highlighted phase two, and a couple of us walked through phase two earlier tonight and got to see the walls are all up and progress is really happening for those classrooms. And then I also highlighted where the capital campaign is too, to give a sense of that, which we'll speak to a little bit more when we get to development. So there is my annual summary, Yvonne.
All right, thank you so much. By the way, this is a lot of work to get this together, so we appreciate that, Courtney. But I think it's important to know the work the staff is doing and how the school is progressing, and so that as a board, we can support this growth and recognize that we need to do our share as much as possible to support the good work that you've done. So you and your staff, and you know how much I appreciate. And I'd like to say that and record how much I appreciate our staff here. Mm-hmm. Teaching Montessori and in a public sector is very difficult. And so our teachers work extremely hard to combine Montessori education with public school education. So the retention that Courtney mentioned speaks to the passion and devotion that our staff has. And I think that needs to be honored, because it's a difficult journey. And so again, you know how much I appreciate staff. Oh my gosh, I'm going to cry now. but that's okay. I cry walking through the building. Still. So thank you.
Along with the support of the administration also.
Well, when I say staff, I mean them.
Oh, I was taking it just for me.
I knew you would, Natalie. We know who the backup team is, right? And again, I would like to personally thank Courtney for all her hard work in these past 7 years. What's it been, Court? We've been working
on this for a while, my friend.
And, you know, she has really done a lot of the different roles, but her heart and soul is into this school, and it is a lot of work behind the scenes. So again, as a board, that's what we're supporting, and that's what we're trying to sustain as we go into the future. So thank you. Yes.
One question. Is the Impact Award the award that was just given by DOE?
Yes, it is.
The Impact Award was from the Delaware Charter Schools Network in the fall.
That's what I thought. So,
but it was awarded
because
last
of that. It was a recognition from the State Board.
For that.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure because that's a big accomplishment to be recognized.
That was exciting to be part of that. Any other questions for Courtney?
I just want to echo your thanks of Courtney's leadership. It has just been amazing to watch. It really has been.
It's a fun night.
That's right. You've learned to say thank you.
I said thank you.
No, that's what I mean. Do you know how hard it is when somebody compliments you to just say thank you?
Yeah,
I don't know
right.
if all of you know, but that we all have to learn to just say thank you. And
I just want to add that thank you from the bottom of my heart. But on top of that, I think what shines most for people is your love of the students. And that's what all of this is about. Mm-hmm. And that's what's always clear to me, and I think many others, is that they have, you know, you have their back always. Mm-hmm. And thank you, because it's awesome.
There you go.
Yeah,
I'm fine.
Aren't
you glad you came tonight? I love it. I love it. Okay. Let's see. Moving on. Results, governance, results of the parent director election.
I tell you what. To Aaron's point on the bylaws. So last year there was a revision on the bylaws. It was a decision that only 2/3 or 1/3 of the families were needed for plurality.
For a quorum.
That's the good news, I think, and also the thank you piece of it. Thank you so much, parents, for the talent you bring. I mean, it's just amazing on the education, your passion, your commitment for years here to the school. So that's incredible. With that said, we have not met quorum, so we do not have enough ballots yet. So at this point, the ballots will remain open until we receive quorum. But, that is a statement on you know, your talents and skills that you both bring because, it's just commendable that your hard work that you bring each day. So I want to definitely thank you. Thank you both. So at this point, it will remain open.
Mm-hmm. And then does it remain open to the next board meeting? Is that what the...
It remains open
deadline?
Until we have a quorum. So if we get the votes in tomorrow, we'll close it. That's what we'll announce until we have a quorum. I mean, we could set a date certain if we want to, but I'm not sure that that's necessary.
And is there anything that we're going to do to increase?
We're going to have additional email communications.
Okay.
But, yeah, we will continue to solicit proxies so that we get a quorum. We're not that far away, but we made an effort from a governor's perspective to make sure that we were doing things in accordance with our bylaws and Delaware law, so we're not going to shortchange this important requirement and make sure that the election of parent directors are in accordance with both. So, but did our candidates get to say a few words?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
We're
I just
getting
to make sure. I didn't know if I missed it. I wanted to make sure they still had the opportunity to
they
say
will.
Something today. Yeah.
We're getting it. Oh, you don't have a copy of our agenda. Sorry.
No, I do on my phone.
Oh,
I just thought
okay.
we sometimes we jump out of order. Yeah. I don't, just making sure.
No, indeed. Okay, well, thank you for coming out tonight. I'm so sorry that we didn't have the quorum. Gosh, but we appreciate you coming out and running and doing all that, right? No guarantee.
Beyond coming out, stepping up and stepping into the role. That is very
that's
thank
big
you both.
Itself.
Thank you.
And all of you that have served on boards, and I know I serve on other boards, it always amazes me how nobody really, like, the quorum isn't there unless there's a problem and they all come in. So hopefully that won't be much longer and you guys won't have to wait too much longer.
May I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Just looking at the agenda and given the lack of quorum at this particular time,
okay.
Do you think it may be appropriate to maybe bump this up? I know we don't typically make too many changes to our agenda order of events,
no,
but I'm just thinking
just
it might
do
be.
This right now.
Yeah, I think it might be appropriate given that.
Yeah. So we're going to ask governance to go ahead with the at-large directors, as Janine is asking questions and wants to get to it. So let's get to it.
All right, so I would like to present three at-large board of directors. And before I do, I just want to touch base on the fact that the nominating committee does have a process for vetting folks. And I guess it's been, you know, brought to our attention that it would behoove the entire board to have clear communication on the process. So therefore, this year we made sure, and last meeting Jed made a point to say, hey, you know, who are you guys looking at? So this year it was slightly a little bit different in that we made sure it was important to include the committee chairs on the communication. So just to kind of bring that to you. Also, as far as, and I know, you know, the community talks a bit, and I just want to touch base on the parent election. That was slightly different. I know last year there was more interest involved, and there was also an opportunity to bring on two parent directors. This year, there's only an opportunity to bring on one. So that process was a little bit different as well, but we do have a process in place. Just wanted to share that. All that to say, I would like to introduce and give you all the opportunity to speak, correct?
Absolutely.
And it's funny, I was in my mind going in an interview of which we interviewed folks, and then when I saw the agenda, it was a little bit different. So we'll start out with Michael Riley. And the first thing I'm going to ask, though, Michael, is it Mike or Michael?
Generally Mike.
Mike, okay. I just figured I just wanted to make sure you had
formal for the record. I should be Mike.
All right, very good.
We won't ask your middle name, Mike. You're good.
All right. So, do you want to start?
Yeah, sure. So, I don't know how much has been shared about me already, but my name is Mike Riley. I live here in the city of Wilmington. I've been a long-term resident in Delaware, living up in Surrey Park in North Wilmington up until recently when we moved into the city. I have been a long-time acquainted with Montessori education and met Yvonne Nass many years ago when all three of my kids made their way through Wilmington Montessori School, which was a great education and a wonderful experience for me and our family. Now that I've learned about this institution, I really wish it was an option for us. but for me, I had grown up in public and parochial schools, and having the opportunity to learn about Montessori education was an eye-opener, and something that really struck me as something that's great for students and for parents, too. And it's a very special learning environment. So I had a broad experience of kids going through different routes of education through here in Wilmington, through private education, as well as the Brandywine School District, and going through a variety of schools there. And my kids have gone to Archmere for high school. So I'm a lawyer by training. I work as vice president, associate general counsel, and chief compliance officer of FMC Corporation. We're a chemical company up in Philadelphia. I make the commute every day. I look forward to coming back to Delaware, and I really look forward to contributing to the board. I've done a lot of nonprofit work over the years and pro bono legal services work, and I was on the board of directors of a legal services organization up there for many years. I've been active in parish councils and other boards, and then, of course, my corporate board as well, for to have a good experience with board dynamics and how to run. The board can operate hopefully effectively. Hope that's enough. And any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Thanks, Mike. We greatly appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.
For the record, Megan's last name is not Freeberry. It's actually Newberry, Newberry.
I have it right on the nameplate.
So I just want, because I know that was different in notes. So, you know, and before Megan, you start, I'm just going to let everybody know that we will hear from the parent directors tonight, and that way we can, just for a couple minutes, and that way if anyone wants to hear from the parent directors before they vote, they can in the future. So with that said, Megan,
Is it okay to stand?
You may.
For those of you that know Terry Strine, I don't know if anyone does. I work for Terry Strine. I'm part of Leadership Delaware. I'm the Director of Communication, Alumni Engagement, and Development Support. I begged him to shorten that title because it's a mouthful. But if I didn't stand, and Sarah knows she's an LDI alum, he'd be giving me the eyes. So taking my LDI persona. So my name's Megan Newberry. As I mentioned, I work for Leadership Delaware. I was originally from Maryland. Have pretty much always worked in Delaware, with the exception of a small stint about 3 years in Maryland where I worked for Aberdeen Proving Ground. So my heart has always been here. And after 12 years of doing the commute, my husband and I finally took the jump and said we want to live in the community in which we work. And so now we work, or live, excuse me, in North Wilmington, in the Bellefonte area, with my two furry children and my 10-month-old son, Crew. So as part of Leadership Delaware, I went through in 2015, I'm an alumni, and when I went through the education seminar, I think Sarah's story will probably echo mine, you hear from all of the leaders in the education space. And I left that session 3 years ago thinking, this is where I need to be. I need to do something in education. And then life happened, and that went on the back burner for me. I joined LDI as a staff member in April of last year. I've had the pleasure of going through the program again and again, which is a very unique and wonderful experience. And going through again this year, watching the change in leadership, but not seeing enough movement, at least in my opinion. I left with so much passion, so much fire, so much energy. I was ready to take this step, especially now with a son who's 10 months old. You know, when my husband and I were looking to move to Delaware, I thought, well, maybe we'll go to Pennsylvania, or maybe we'll go to New Jersey, or maybe we'll stay in Maryland. And then I thought, no, I want to stay here and be part of this solution. So I reached out to Kendall Massett from the Delaware Charter School Network, and I said, I need your help. I need you to put me in touch with people who can help me channel this passion that I have. She put me in touch with Courtney, and a few weeks later, here we are after an amazing walkthrough with Angela and Vaughn, and a wonderful meeting with Beth and Dwayne. So I am excited to be here. I also have a photography business on the side, so I have a variation of skills that I hope that I can bring to FSMA, you know, with whether that's my customer service training background, my nerdy process documentation that I can't get enough of, or my photography skills at events or whatever that may be. So I'm so excited for this opportunity and looking forward to serving on the board of YouTube.
Thank you, Megan.
Thank you.
Sarah Nagel?
So I will also stand as Megan, not having my back to anybody. Sarah Nagel, I'm so excited to be here. I'm really excited to have this opportunity. So a little bit about me. I've been in Delaware for 18 years. I've lived in the city of Wilmington that entire time. I moved here right out of graduate school. I went to graduate school in Virginia where I grew up, and I studied hospital administration. And so I moved here right out of graduate school for a job with ChristianaCare Health System. And I have to say, I thought I would be there for, you know, a couple of years, get a little experience, and then move on to another position in another city. And what I completely underestimated was the fact that I would become so connected in this community. I made friends, I loved my job in the organization, I met my husband, and now flash forward, you know, 18 years later, my husband and I live in the Triangle, just up the hill, Monkey Hill, above the Brandywine Zoo. We've got two children and two small children and a dog, and no plans to go anywhere. So I'm still with ChristianaCare, 18 years, and I'm really enjoying what I do. I'm the Vice President of Strategy and Planning there. I've had a number of different roles, but all within strategic planning. So I'm really passionate about that and love the idea that I get to think about what's happening in the future and think about how healthcare is changing and how we can make sure that our organization is really going to be positioned to be successful so that we can meet the needs and anticipate the needs of the people that we serve in our community. In a couple of weeks from now, I'm actually coming off of the Charter School Wilmington Board. I will have finished 6 years there. So I've gone through my two terms, and there's they're kicking me off. But that's been a really rewarding experience, and such a learning experience. I started off there. I didn't have any children. I really wasn't connected in. You know, Megan sort of alluded to the fact that it was Leadership Delaware that sort of really presented this as a wonderful educational opportunity to understand that Delaware has significant needs to really sort of focus and address some of the educational issues here. And so that was, I was telling Megan as we were sitting here before the meeting started, I remember clearly the end of that two-day session that was focused on education. I walked in the door at the end of the day, and I told my husband, I was like, I want to be on the school board one day. And shortly thereafter, the Charter School of Wilmington opportunity presented itself, and I've enjoyed that time. I've been the chair of the Strategic Planning Committee there, and we've had lots of excitement. We had a new leader during the time in which I was on the board. We have a new strategic plan that we're about 2 or 3 years into. So it's been great. But I have to say, a little sad to come off of that board. So I was thrilled when this opportunity presented itself. I mentioned I have two small children. I have a 4-year-old son and a daughter who's 1.5 years. So my husband and I went on a tour here, an open house in the fall, really kind of gearing up for kindergarten, and my husband and I, we love the Montessori method. So the fact that sort of a personal, an amazing personal scenario for me would be able to continue my charter school governance in what I hope would be the school that my children can attend. That would just be an amazing win-win for me and my family. So I'm really excited to be here, and looking forward to sort of rolling up my sleeves and getting involved. And I think, Aaron, you mentioned a lot about the sort of strategic planning focus over the next several years. So I'm really excited to see how I can help in that effort. So thank you for the opportunity.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Introduction of the teacher director.
Absolutely.
So just if I can, just really quickly, I want to personally thank each of you. I mean, I had the pleasure to be able to interview each of you, and obviously stood out not only for what you bring and what you do for a profession, right, individually, but collectively to step forward. And it was an initiative. I think the word was fire and passion. The words were fire and passion. So, and I definitely picked up on, obviously, that desire, right? So I wanted to formally welcome you, based on the recommendation that we have listed here as well. I appreciate you. Looking forward to working with you.
Definitely have your opportunity to roll up your sleeves and dig in. Just saying.
Work to do.
So I want to introduce Sarah Grant as the teacher director, but again, I want to make sure I communicate the process. So in the past, we mentioned having a representation from both the upper school and the lower school. And so when we solicited for some folks who were interested, there were other folks who were interested in joining the board, but they were in the upper school, and we already have a teacher representative from the upper school. Therefore, they received information, communication that, hey, you know what, this time around, we're looking for representation from the lower school. So just wanted to provide some context around the introduction of Sarah Grant.
I guess I have to stand. When I talk to a group, usually they're this big, and I sit on the floor, and I'm sitting on the floor, so this is not very comfortable for me. But I'm Sarah Grant. I've worked in Montessori education for over 15 years. I kind of lost count. I've worked in every age group from infant up to sixth grade in some capacity or another, with the majority of that being with children 3 and under. I had the opportunity to serve on a reaccreditation team for the American Montessori Society for a school in Raleigh, North Carolina a few years back. And I'm currently working as a field consultant for the Montessori Institute of Teacher Education, MITE, which is the Delaware Teacher Training Program. But the three most important reasons that I'm here, both as a teacher, as a board member, and as a parent, is because of my three little boys. I have a current sixth grader here, a current third grader here, and I have a 4-year-old that was here today as a visitor because it was take my kid to work today. So
hopefully they will all have the opportunity to go through as much of FSMA as possible. I believe in Montessori, that's the bottom line. It works, it's the way kids learn, it's the way my kids learn, and that's why I'm here.
We're so happy, Sarah, to have you here. She's telling us the ages of those kids something, and oh my goodness,
they weren't born when I met you.
They weren't born yet. Oh my Lord.
Not even the one that's going to be 12.
I know. And when you said sixth grade, I went, really?
Sarah, I'm sorry, pre-made you said it, but what do you teach?
I teach K-1 here.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if any of you get a chance to peek into Sarah's room or Natalie's room, you're going to see some magic going on. So come on over and visit. It's magical.
Thank you, Sarah.
All right. So now we can hear from the parents. And hopefully, like I say, with the election continuing, we'll meet a quorum soon. But while you're here, I figure you might as well introduce yourselves. Who would like to go first? Does it matter?
Sure. Standing. I'm with Sarah. I teach
school
guys. I'm Courtney Lockney. Sorry. And I'm the owner of Petite Yogi. It's a children's yoga and mindfulness company. And we sit crisscross yoga sauce all day on the floor. So standing makes me nervous. So as I launch my own company, I'm responsible for leading and supporting my team. I have a team of instructors and my admin, who's amazing. I'm also managing the finances, every single dollar that goes in, every single dollar that goes out. Programs that aren't working, we either cut them or decide what to do with them, try to get enrollment up. I'm also responsible for communicating and marketing to our local community, and I do that through research-based tools and tactics, and I know what works and what doesn't work. People have to hear things 7 to 12 times before they actually hit submit. But how do you do that without being annoying in their inbox and flooding their inbox? So I figured out ways to do that. Before Petite Yogi, I was a behavioral specialist. I got my master's degree in special ed, and I was working in schools as a behavioral specialist. So we're still working in schools now, just in a different way. And seeing how other schools are doing fundraising and those types of things and communicating with their families. And so I think that's something that I can really bring to FSMA. So thanks.
Thank you, Courtney. Last but not least, Russell Nagin. Who's going to stand as well?
I'm going to stand. My name is Russell Nagin. I'm a patent examiner, and officially my computer is in Alexandria, Virginia. And I worked there in Alexandria from 2005 to 2011, and then the patent office issued a new telework policy where you can work anywhere you want in the 48 contiguous United States or Puerto Rico. And you might have asked, why did I choose Wilmington, Delaware? My brother lives in Cyclaville, New Jersey, which is right over the bridge, and my father lives on the Jersey Shore. So we wanted to live near them, and we wanted to live in a small city that had a lot of opportunity for school choice, which is one of the reasons why we made this school, which was kind of remarkable considering a probability. But I have twins who are in second grade, so once one got in, the other got in. My education, I got a PhD in chemical engineering from Princeton University, a master's from Princeton University, and a bachelor's in chemical engineering from MIT. So I know how to process a lot of complicated information, financial data. I'm very good with numbers, and I'm good with computers as well. And I can solve very complex problems in very elegant ways. I'm very active in FSMA. I'm very honored that my daughters were able to attend and they enjoy it so much here. I'm the Friday lunch captain, so every Friday you see me here serving lunch to the students. I present science to my daughter's classes, and my daughters are active participants in the soccer and basketball leagues. And also, although I'm not involved in Girl Scouts, my wife, me and my wife agreed to lend out our house to host an FSMA Girl Scout troop. So all these things, I hope, can help me contribute more to FSMA as a parent director. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marcel.
I think you all deserve a round of applause. We are so, we're so grateful that you know, you're interested in working with the board and willing to share your talents. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And that lunch captain job you have, extremely important. So Beth, do you want to then make a recommendation to accept the board, the at-large?
Yes.
And you can also then appoint our teacher.
All right. So yeah, I do make a recommendation to name the three at-large board members, Mike, Megan, and Sarah, and
okay.
To also name the teacher director, Sarah Grant.
Okay. So, motion is made.
Yep.
Okay. I hear a second.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yes. Round of applause. Accept it. Welcome. Welcome. So, I think that the last thing on our agenda for everyone here, some of us are exiting and new people are coming aboard. So, our next thing is to elect our Board of Directors officers.
All right, so for chair, governance recommends Dwayne Sims, vice chair, Angela Angeny. Did I say that correctly? All right. Secretary, Chanda Gilmore, and treasurer, Zeke Allenson.
The motion has been made. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion is passed. Thank you very much.
Are we adjourning on this part? Before we adjourn, are we moving? Sorry, did you say thank you that we're adjourning, or thank you that we've done that piece?
We are. There's no public comment, so yes, we are ready for adjournment.
Can I make public comment?
Right at 7. Did you put this in a week ahead of time? Mm-hmm. Did you follow the rules?
So before Yvonne officially walks out of here, I need to make sure that on record, I let you know the impact that you've made on this organization. I have been so lucky to have a mentor to hold my hand and to teach me so many things. I laughed even tonight when you're saying, just say thank you. I'm like, I know, you've tried to teach me that. At every turn, you have been a guide and a mentor to so many people here, to teachers here, to board members here. I have learned so much just from being in your presence. And this organization is what it is so much because of what you did and what you've been to this organization. About 6 years ago, Yvonne and I about 7 years ago now, we were asked to join the board of FSMA. So there was an FSMA board that existed, they came to Yvonne and I and asked us to be a part of it. And we kind of stepped in together at the same time and weren't sure of what our role was on it. And I think within a year, I think a board chair resigned at 3 a.m, and Yvonne and I were like, all right, we'll take this. Like, okay, let's just keep it moving. We wrapped up that whole process of starting it, and then getting it approved and starting it. And at every step, you have just been. I want to be. There's so many things about you that I wish I could be. In Yvonne's honor, we are planting a tree next door. And the reason we chose to plant a tree next door is because when we think about the tree, and I pulled up the advice from a tree because so much of it was reasons why we're doing this. So one of the things that it talks about with the tree is to remind yourself to stand tall and proud. And Yvonne tells me all the time, like, put your shoulders back, walk in there, like, you've got this. She tells me how to do that. And so a tree outside will remind us to do that. It also reminds us of our roots and the roots that she's helped us plant and that she will always be rooted here with us. It also will continue to grow and speak to the fact that even if you're not our board chair, you're going to keep growing with us and being a part of this organization forever. And the other thing with the tree is that the tree naturally takes care of itself. And one of the things is you have always told us to take care of ourselves. And so for us, we are going to do that to make sure that we are remembering some of the foundational beliefs that you have instilled in us, and that we will continue to carry with us, and that will continue to guide this organization, because you have led with such incredible grace. And if we could be a smidgen of what you are, we would all be very lucky. So I cannot thank you enough for the amount of impact, the impact that you have made on me. I think you all have no idea how far that goes and how much it has been. There are parts of my life that I think you have changed for the better in who I am, and I'm so grateful for this relationship.
Am I allowed a second?
No, wait. let me say thank you. That was beautiful. As all of you have spoken, my time here, and I sent out my little email this morning to tell you what a privilege it's been to work with this group. And I've learned so much, and I'm here, like you, passion around Montessori. I've been involved in this well over 4 years, Montessori education at all places. And just the passion and the beauty of seeing these children's faces as they're learning, it still gives me goosebumps to this day. The day we opened, I came down here, put my little guy on the bus, came down here, and I just cried walking through the halls, and these little kindergartners were just marching like they've been here for 100 years. They were quiet. It was just absolutely beautiful. So this has been a pleasure and a privilege for me, and I have appointed myself on the advisory board. I'm bringing Aaron with me to the advisory board. So that, and I've said to the staff, and I've said to the admin people, yes, I will be here, I will visit, and I'm willing to do any kind of tour you need me to do. So with that being said, it's been wonderful. Thank you all very much, and it's time to adjourn. So may I have a motion for adjournment?
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Meeting's adjourned at 7 o'clock.